Good morning, and welcome as we celebrate the Festival of All Saints this morning. We will begin our order of worship with the singing of our opening hymn, For All the Saints.
Greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the November 6th, 2022, 8 a.m. worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Dennis Knauer, Linda McEwen, and Robert Clem. Our organist is Dora Thompson, and our opening hymn is number 677, For All the Saints, hymn number 677, found in the Lutheran service book. Bill and Diane Breen are sponsoring the flowers on the altar and the radio broadcast to the glory of God in thanksgiving for His many blessings.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue now with our responsive song. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the godly.
Let Israel be glad in his Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King.
Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation.
Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the high praises of God be in their throats, and two-edged swords in their hands.
To execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples.
To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron.
To execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord. God on high. Thank you. be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys that you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The first reading for this, the Festival of All Saints, is from the book of Revelation, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 2nd verse. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, the seal of the living God. And he called out with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the numbers of the sealed, 144,000 sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed the robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to the Table of Duties, what does the Table of Duties say to parents?
Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
The epistle reading from 1 John, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith with the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory, to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the Lord God, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
The hymn of the day is hymn number 713, From God Can Nothing Move Me. Hymn number 713, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
The sermon text this morning from today's first reading from the book of Revelation. And one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Thus far the words of the text. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I have to confess to you, I'm kind of tired. Kind of tuckered. That has nothing absolutely to do with the time change or with anything like that. I'm just kind of tired and tuckered out. How about you? I don't even know if I'm just tired. I can't really say I'm sick and tired. Maybe overwhelmed and tired. I'm not sure. I noticed that somewhere in my 30s, I came to the realization that life is work. Work is work. Everything is work. And that saying that, you know, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life, or something like that, that's not true. I mean, I love what I do. And there are times and days where you just gotta slog through it. There is just flat out work. You want a good marriage? That's work. Day in and day out. Respectful and faithful children? Work. Day in and day out. Really hard work, times two or times three or times four. Intentional work, day in and day out, that makes a marathon look like it's something fun to do. It's not just the work of life, though. It's the weariness of the mind and the body. It's not unique to me. Everybody has that. It's also the satanic opposition to our lives that we contend with. And the battle against not only our fallen nature, but against the brokenness that exists in the world and its blindness. I mean, the world isn't just apathetic to the things of God. So often we find the world being downright hostile to the things of God and His Christ. We are the church militant. And without question, and without a doubt, you are right now smack dab in the middle of that great tribulation that is spoken of in the Scriptures. Demonic forces are attacking every aspect of your life. Everything, every bit of it. Your marriage, your work, they're attempting to consume your children's souls. They're destroying the gift of human sexuality. And as St. Paul writes to the congregation at Rome, "For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him. But they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves." And it's not just physically. Not least of all, satanic influences lay siege to your faith. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Yet as we sang in today's opening hymn, when the fight is fierce and the warfare long, steals on the ear that distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again and arms are strong, the golden evening brightens in the west, soon, soon to faithful warriors cometh rest. Sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. What does John see in his vision of the 12,000 of each tribe and the great, great, mighty host before the throne? God sees the entire church triumphant in his vision, those who have come out of the great tribulation. And this vision of the heavenly realms is of great comfort to you and I who struggle here in mortal flesh. Each of the departed in our commemoration today had their trials. They had their tribulations, their weaknesses, their strengths. Some were exhausted. Some had battled illness. Some battled many other things. But we remember that today, they are now at rest. And it's a rest that we too long for. We long for that comfort as we contend for the faith now. Every Christian experiences testings of faith and witness. Every such trial points to that great church's tribulation and becomes in that moment a time of great tribulation for the believer themselves. You have gone through these times. You have experienced these things also. And so the picture of eternal glory for the comfort of the Christians of all times and in all places, it's for you too, especially when you experience the trials and the tribulations of life that put your faith to the test. No Christian is immune from suffering. No Christian is immune from fears and threats to life and faith, even sometimes to the point that our souls feel scorched as if we were standing there in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then comes the picture of eternal glory. And then we find comfort and rest. And we long for the rest of heaven, where our souls will go when our body rests in the earth. What will this heaven be like? Not much is said in the scripture of it other than that we are to long for it and that we are in God's hand. That just as Jesus said, Father, into your hand I commend my spirit. Very particularly, we are told that we shall be with Christ, as St. Paul himself said, I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. We know that this rest with Christ will be paradise, as Jesus told the thief on the cross. This day you will be with me in paradise. There is that blissful state of the soul after death caused by the presence and the enjoyment of God. Though now all of that is hidden under the crosses that we bear, and even though we battle our old Adam, our imperfections are daily and richly forgiven for the sake of Christ. And we remember that in paradise, there will be no more sin. We shall no longer be engaged in that old battle against ourselves, no longer engaged in that battle against our satanic foe. And you shall be at peace, and you shall rest. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be your shepherd. John's vision shows us that in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we really are the church triumphant. And here in this picture in the book of Revelation, he shows you your future. John is looking at the end state of the church in which the Christian enters at the very moment of death, when your eyes close and you take your last breath. You will enter glory in paradise. It's something to be looking forward to. This will be fully realized in you at the resurrection of the dead, the resurrection of the body at Christ's return. Because you see, we look past death. We look past heaven. And we look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting, where there will be a new heaven and a new earth, marked by the absence of sin and the absence of the effects of sin. That means that there will be no more tears for you, no more pains, no more weaknesses, no mourning, or sadness. And all of this will be accompanied by glory and joy in the contemplation of God. And in addition to all of that, your bodies will rise in glory and joy and beauty. It will be your body, male or female, just as God has created you. But it will have a different appearance and a different use. It will not be weak. It will not hunger. It will not need the things of this life. In fact, though, it will be a better body than Adam and Eve had at creation. Suffice it to say that what we are longing for, there really are no words for it. And it can't be put into human words because it is beyond all human experience. Let each of us then simply rest secure in the promises of God's word, that since Christ is risen from the dead, we too shall rise from the dead, and we shall reflect his glory, and that shall be enough for our faith. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array, and the King of glory passes on his way. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the offertory.
At Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, and just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver this morning's message. If you cannot be physically present, join us every Sunday morning on the radio at 8 a.m. over WLLM 1370 a.m. or WLLM 105.3 FM, or on Facebook Live or on the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become a part of our Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 217-732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from age 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you would like more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 217-732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen.
Joyful expectation of the resurrection to life eternal, we remember before the Lord our departed family and friends who this day have gone before us in faith, and all those who are in our hearts and our minds this day. Robert Albert. William Albert. Catherine April. Frida Dyson. Norma Edwards. Earl Grelk. Shirley Harris. Thomas Hashman. Paul Hilgendorf. Marilyn Clockingay. Marjorie Ott. Will Podbelsik. Catherine Rose. Judith Spencer. We rise for prayer. Almighty God, we remember with thanksgiving those who loved and served you in your church on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Holy and most gracious God, have mercy and hear us. As we recall this day those Christians who have been called to the church triumphant to rest from their labors, please grant to each of us patient endurance here on earth, opening our eyes of faith that we may see the glories to come when we are called to the heavenly mansions. As we labor now, keep us ever faithful so that we will inherit the joys of paradise in the new heavens and the new earth upon the Savior's return in glory. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you that in your mercy you have called the soul of Dorothy Bernal to glory. Comfort, we pray you, Dorothy's family as they grieve her death. Give them the sure and certain confidence of the resurrection of the dead and life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, bestow upon our congregation your Holy Spirit as we seek to fulfill the Great Commission. Endow the men and women on our Principal Call Committee with clear insight into the needs of the school. Bless the labor of Zion's PTL, even as we thank you for all those who labor on behalf of our school and our other congregational needs. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord, as we approach your Son's table this day, we ask that you grant that all who approach here have examined themselves, are repentant of their sin, and earnestly desire to amend their sinful lives. May each member who communes this day trust in the forgiveness given by you, and in that forgiveness seek to love their neighbor. All this we ask in the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. We continue now with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. In the communion of all your saints gathered into one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run the race, run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
First Communion hymn Amen. Is God of Grace and God of Glory, hymn number 850, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Take and drink the blood of Christ given unto death for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. With your body and blood, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith for life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
come to the Lord's table. Please rise.
The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
Closing hymn is number 671, Sing with All the Saints in Glory, hymn number 671, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Let's see a couple things. Mrs. Rage. All right, thank you. Also remember today, Dave, veterans. Dave's in the back going, pointing towards the auditorium. So after second service today is the veterans recognition. Dave, what is the meal? And we're going to say roughly starting at about 11:45. So if you want to come back for lunch 11:45, please feel free to do so. Check your bulletins for all the other announcements of activities and items of going on here at Zion Lutheran Church. And may the Lord bless all of you. May he bless your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.